Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Brinker Capital Investment Insights podcast. This is Tim Holland, Brinker's Global Investment Strategist. As I am new to the firm, this is my first podcast. I couldn't be more excited and honored about joining the Brinker team, and I'm looking forward to meeting and getting to know you all over the coming months and years. Please do consider me an additional Brinker resource, particularly around any market or economic-facing issues. On today's Investment Insights podcast, we would like to address an ongoing stock market and economic debate that has been widely reported on by the media. What's right, the hard or soft data? In a nutshell, hard data refers to quantifiable economic data points such as GDP, retail sales, and corporate earnings, where soft data typically refers to surveys such as the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index that reveal how individuals and businesses feel about the economy today and out to the immediate future. Lately, there's been a sharp divergence between what hard data tells us about how the economy is performing and what soft data reveals about how individuals and businesses feel about the economy. Citigroup charts hard versus soft data, and their research reveals that soft data has been coming in much stronger than expected and far outdistancing hard economic data. By way of example, the March reading of the U.S. Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index came in at 125.6, the highest since December of 2000. The National Federation of Independent Business Small Business Optimism Index produced a February reading of 105.3, a level not seen since prior to the Great Recession. And finally, the U.S. Conference Board CEO Confidence Study produced a first quarter score of 68, the highest in nearly 13 years. These soft data points reveal consumers and companies feel exceptionally upbeat about current and near-term economic conditions. This is important for several reasons. The U.S. economy is essentially 70% driven by consumer activity. So if consumers are optimistic and spending, the economy should be in great shape. Also, as businesses and CEOs feel better about their economic prospects, hiring and capital investments should follow, leading to higher growth and corporate profits. All this strikes the typical investor as uniformly great news. Unfortunately, the sticking point is that lately, hard data has badly lagged soft data. For instance, 2016 GDP came in at just 1.6%, and the March jobs report fell shy of expectations when U.S. employers added only 98,000 Americans to the non-farm payrolls. Thus the divergence and thus the debate. For investors, we think the argument boils down to a few key questions. Is the economy improving, or do Americans just feel better lately? And if Americans simply feel better, are we setting up for a market pullback once we don't get the economic follow-through? We believe that the most likely path forward is for the hard data to move higher and close the gap with the soft data, reflecting an already strong and strengthening economy. It's worth pointing out that economic data can be notoriously lumpy, and as of now, we aren't too concerned about a few weak economic statistics. We would also note that several key data points, such as the unemployment rate and wage inflation, speak to a robust economy here at home. When all is said and done, we remain constructive on risk assets, and while we acknowledge we are late in the business and market cycle, we see little in the way of typical excesses that would signal an imminent recession or bear market. We hope you found the podcast informative and entertaining. Please reach out to Brinker if we can be of any assistance. Thank you again for your time and the trust and confidence you have placed in Brinker Capital. We are very grateful. Have a great day.